not just our imagination, to stretch our ability to understand when and where change is possible. The question when we see exceptions, whether it's the Lycan intelligence study, where we do see exceptions, not all twins were the same. Majority were, but not all. The question is no longer whether or not change is possible, but rather how is change possible. Once again, the exception proves the rule. And the research that argues that it's not possible to change is detrimental. Think about an 8-year-old girl who's very unhappy and then reads in some magazine about that study, saying that basically your genetic set point, what you're born with, is there for life. And she's unhappy and she feels anxious and miserable as an 8-year-old, and she says to herself, that's it, that's my lot in life, I was born unlucky. And that very often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And she remains unhappy. And sometimes it even makes her less happy than she was before, because now she's also helpless. Change is possible. You know, I often say that I'm the right person to teach positive psychology.